Hello and welcome to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. I've written two books so far and currently I'm on my third. I'm not in film or on film, yet one day, who knows, lightning could strike. I am a bipolar professional here putting up my thoughts about human life. I hope you enjoy your time here. Namaste and God bless you. Circus of Horrors was something else. I mean, it had so much elaborate circus stuff, which every child loves, and every inner child of every adult loves, at least I do. And I mean, there's like, there's the mauling of one of the crooked owners by a bear, and you know, that's amazing. And it's from the 60s, so everything is suggested. That's one thing that's kind of cool about 60s movies, is they actually show a lot of nudity. I'm really surprised how much, you know, nudity there is. But as far as violence and blood and things like that, it's only suggested, and it just looks so fake when there's blood and things like that. So, and of course, you know, I'm not going to complain about the nudity. There's not really that much. I'm only joking, but you know, it's another thought I had, though. It just seems like, I get kind of, you know, frank in these, but, you know, it's almost like they make the women up better than they do now in movies. Like, okay, you might have a little nudity, in a movie nowadays, but back then, you know, they had, like, the costumery that would be taken off quickly, and there'd be a flash and things like that, but they just made the women look so beautiful in the 60s movies. They don't really bother with that. I mean, don't get me wrong, the actresses nowadays are beautiful young women, but they don't go to the same efforts as the films from the 60s to accentuate that beauty. There you go, that's what I meant to say. And so, I don't know, it's just something I noticed, and I don't know if it's because I'm a male. Maybe get some females to comment about what they think, but yeah, we think you're a perv. Okay, you can comment that. That would be fine. Actually, any comment would be fine nowadays. I get like zero comments, but yeah. So there's a lot of that, and the, you know, like the covers, like the painted posters for these movies are so amazing, and the women look great in those too. And of course, the men look handsome as well. I'm not paying as much attention to that, but it's just the overall pageantry of these movies from the 60s that really has an allure for me. I started watching the horrors. I watched pretty much all the horrors, I think, that are available on my Fire Stick anyway. And now I'm getting more into the thrillers and the dramas and, you know, the other films that were made in the 60s. And they're quite amazing and I really like them. But this one is definitely a recommend. I would definitely say that there's a lot here. Once again, I know I'm saying this a lot, but it kind of reminds me of Twilight Zone a little bit, some of it. It's a guy in the circus that gets women who are disfigured but have beautiful bodies, and then he uses his amazing technique of plastic surgery to fix them up and make them look beautiful in their face as well. And then he basically entraps them, but they do it willingly because they're so thankful to him for fixing their face. Like, for example, in one scene, there's a prostitute that he saves from the streets from being hurt after stealing a guy's wallet or being arrested. He saves her, but she's got a disfigured face. And they're not really that disfigured. They're just a couple, like, you know, in Halloween kits that you can buy at the Halloween store where you put your fingers in that little goop and then you put it on your cheek and spread it and then it looks like a scar. Like, that's what they have. So they're not like incredibly disfigured, and they're beautiful model type women to begin with, but you know, he does his surgery on them, so then they are emboldened to him, and they have a new name. He gives them a new name, a new identity, and everything like that. So, you know, after a while, people start dying. Some of these women actually fall off the trapeze and things like that. Some of it he wants to happen, some of it he doesn't. Some of them are going to reveal what he's doing, some of them are just accidents. So he starts getting a little bit of attention, going all over the world, like, you know, Barnum and Bailey Circus, and they start calling him the Jinxed Circus. Rightly so, because people are just dying right and left in his circus. But somehow he gets the people to come out and say that it's an accident, but they're starting to get leery. Coroners are starting to get leery. Newspaper writers are starting to get leery. And pretty soon, you can just tell the jig is up for this guy. And people that get out are so happy to get out, but very few get out. Most of them, the only way to get out is dying. And that's the basic story. And then there's a little twist at the end. Not really a twist, but I mean, it's kind of like, I should just say it because it was so obvious to me. So if you don't want to hear it, then stop listening right now. But okay, so you're still here. You know, he gets a disfigurement from the lion. And so then when he gets the disfigurement, the whole thing starts to unspiral. And that's Circus of Horrors. So I would highly recommend it. I enjoyed it. This is actually 1960. So this is the very top of the 1960s. The very beginning, you know, of the 1960s. And it's done well. And there's some beautiful women in it. There's some if that little small child in you wants to see the circus, there's a lot of that. You know, the one where the trapeze artist, there's a lot of trapeze, focusing on the trapeze. There's also jumping up and down on a horse as it's running, things like that. And I found it amazing, so I do recommend it. And so go watch it, make a comment if you don't mind. I love to get comments. That's like the height of my day when I get a comment. So make my day, will ya? Go ahead, make my day. And also, if you don't like what I'm saying, if you think something's rude, let me know. I mean, how else will I know unless you tell me? Maybe that's why I don't have very many comments. Anyways, I will see you next time. Hello there, and thanks for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley, finding his way between bipolar and this crazy messed up world that thinks Trumpism is religion. But thanks for listening, and I hope you'll come back, and I accept all people, love all people, and I will see you next time.